Well, hey there, Sharon Hornelson here. Let's talk about how to leverage influencer marketing to supersize and grow your business. I'm going to share six different steps, I guess, to leverage influencer marketing, how you might use it and go about using it, and things you want to make sure that you consider as you are deciding and implementing a strategy to leverage influencers. And then I'm going to share seven different types of influencers that you might want to consider as you're picking and choosing and establishing your influencer marketing strategy. Number one, the first thing we want to do is we need to understand influencer marketing. We want to align our brand with people that make sense for our brand, right? We want to use it for leverage to reach more people, to spotlight our brand by matching up and joining forces with people that have common values, that we can trust, that have authority, that already have a big audience of people. Or it doesn't necessarily have to be a big audience. It has to be I want to say rapid fan following, but that's probably not the best way to describe it. But that look to the influencer when it comes to making decisions. They respect their opinion and their recommendations for things. So we want to identify, first step is we need to identify the right influencers. Who are the right influencers to reach our ideal clients, the people that we really want to serve? Again, they have to be trusted by the audience. They have to match our core values as a business and a brand. And they have to be authentic and trustworthy, right? Otherwise, they're not going to be much of an influencer in a positive way for our brand. Then we want to craft authentic partnerships. Usually, long-term partnerships are best, and I'll talk about that in a minute, for influencer marketing. It doesn't mean we don't have short-term trial bursts of, I call them not hacks, but promotions with certain types of influencers. Because I think part of that is you need to figure out who are the right people that speak to the people that you really want to reach. And that takes some trial and error and testing. Unless you know, and in each industry, there's people that are influential and that we would want to mention and speak about and promote, not necessarily promote, but promote our brands, right? It's all about business and bringing more business in. So we want to identify the right influencers that align with our brand's identity, our goals and core values, et cetera. Secondly, we want to craft authentic partnerships, meaning we want to have partnerships that are going to create real value for the people that we're here to serve. And thirdly, we want to create compelling content. And we want to give the influencers the ability to create content that matches their audience's desired way of getting content, right? Maybe it's videos. Maybe it's some, depends on your business, but maybe it's posts or stories, whatever works for their particular audience. We want to measure performance and return on investment, right? Joining forces with an influencer usually requires some sort of financial investments. We want to make sure that we're getting a return on that investment based on results, real results, conversions, sales. There's certain measures and things we measure online that really don't matter. Things like likes and followers don't really matter. It's the people that are seeing your messages or the influencer's messages actually becoming customers at some point in the future. So we want to be able to measure performance and ROI right from the get-go. And so we need to decide how are we going to measure those things as we incorporate influencers into our marketing strategy. We want to stay compliant and transparent. There are laws that and rules and regulations that influencers, because they're considered advertisers, need to follow. They need to document. They need to clearly state that they are getting something in return for promoting your products and services. So we want to make sure that they're in compliance with all of the rules and regulations and laws that apply. And finally, sixth, I will contend we're looking for influencers that we want to build long-term relationships with. Why? Because that demonstrates trust and credibility and consistency and all the things we usually want our brand to convey as we're growing and building and supersizing our business. So what are some examples and categories of people we can look to as potential influencers to build relationships with? Well, first and foremost, industry experts, right? Depending on our industry, depending on our business, we want to look for people that are influencers already in our industry because they come with immense credibility and trust and authenticity right from the get-go. So those are the people that I like to target first and look for first if I'm looking for an influencer to participate with our brands. Secondly, micro-influencers. These are people that might not have millions of followers or huge audiences, but they have audiences that are rabid fans, I call them. Not really rabid, that doesn't give, you know, foamy at the mouth fans because they love your products and services or they love this influencer so much, but they know, like, and trust them so much that even though they have a small audience, it tends to be one that converts better for us in terms of sales and impact and long-term relationships and creating our own customers. Third, we want to look for local influencers. If we have a local business, local influencers become more important for certain types of products and services. Fourth, we want to look for social media celebrities. And personally, this is probably my least favorite personally, because I think they have less credibility than industry experts usually. They might have a huge following on TikTok or YouTube or Instagram or one of the other platforms, but it's kind of like television advertising. Remember, it used to be. It's a way to get your brand out there and get brand recognition, but it might not give you the best conversions, and it might bring new customers to you so that you can share content with them. But like television advertising, or billboard advertising, it is a broad stroke for brand recognition and brand awareness. It doesn't usually bring you immediate returns on investment. Kind of like SEO, it's a longer term investment. Doesn't mean we shouldn't do it. It's just we go into it knowing that we're not going to see results immediately from it. Sixth, content creators. Content creators can really help to solidify your brand in people's minds because they create content specifically for your industry, your niche, your brand that helps to build credibility and trust and longer term relationships with your customers and client base. And finally, the seventh category to consider of influencers are innovators and trendsetters, people that are at the forefront of your industry because they showcase your brand as being innovative and creative and trendsetting as well. And that can give you a competitive advantage depending on what markets and what industry you happen to be in business in. So love to know in the comments below, have you used influencers to help supersize and grow your business? And if so, you know, what kind of an experience have you had? And then maybe what type of influencers do you like best for promoting your brands? Share in the comments below so we can learn from one another. And I will, of course, be with you tomorrow with another interesting strategy to grow and build and supersize your business. Have a great day.